השביל, אחר כך חלו הששון מן השמיים, ומיזה על כל, ואחר כך חלו כל בקדשוי, כל הנשם את החלו כל בקדשוי. ודאי יש אחר כך יישא שם. That's what Rashi says. The Gemara, on the Sefer Shabbos, speaks of that Pesuk in the Gemara. So Rashi only signals that these two Pirkei Tehillim. The one that every line begins, Hallelu, Hallelu. That's Hallel. The Gemara calls it Hallel. The Hallel of Pesuk in the Gemara. There's a Hallel of Berav Salvech. There's a Hallel of Teva, and there's a Hallel of Nisim. It says something in Mitzrayim that's called Hallel of Mitzrayim is the Hallel of Nisim. The Hallel of Pesuk in the Gemara, the Hallel of Teva. But Rashi says that the Shem Hashanim hold that Pesukah Dezimra is Hashem. Other Hashanim say no, Pesukah Dezimra, Rashi says these two, Havukah. Others say all Havukah. Others say by Rav David is also the Akuba. So if you have enough time, you should say everything. If you don't have enough time, so you say, what's the Akuba? Man, you should press for time, so you just say, Rav Shem Rashi, Ishtab. If you have a little more time, you say the two Havukahs. Rashi says, if you have more time, you say, till the end of Kalan Shabbat Halakot. If you have more time, you say, I work God, it's till Shemfri Fatech. If you have more time, you say, all the rest of the Pesukim. What is Ramah saying? Yesh Moshe, if you have more time, you have more time, you have more time, you have more time, you have more time. Yeah. Yidale Gad Urachum, Shikori Mashvei, Tidem Tanya in Iraq, Pesukim Bulukatim. What's Hodel Hashem Kiri Vishma? Why is that significant? What's so significant about that? I think before they built the Bais Rishon, and they used to bring the Karbonos and Mishkan Shiloh, so they didn't require that the Levim should sing Shira every day. So we have the Shir Shalim Hayam Beis Halim, which we say from Tehillim. That was composed by David HaMelech. So that was good in the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. They recited the Pirkei Tehillim that were composed by David HaMelech. What they say in Mishkan Shiloh? So they're in the Midrashim that they heard of Hashem Kiri Vishmo. They said that. What does it say in the Mishkan Brura, Dalad? Heard of Hashem Kiri Vishmo. Hey. What does it say in Hey? Kosa Bachayod, the Meshavis, the Dalad, Gavis Mershah, Masif, Meshavis. Yeah, the Chayodam quotes from the Vilna Gaon. He lived in the same generation. He was related to the Vilna Gaon. So he quotes from the Vilna Gaon that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you have to bridge the Pesukah Dezimra, you have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei from Nishmas through Yishtabach. Because the Baruch of Yishtabach begins on Shabbos and Yom Tov, from Nishmas Kochai. The Vilna Gaon shows it from the Mishnah in Pesach. That's the beginning of the Baruch. Okay. Then the Ramah says, if you don't have your press for time, you just say, in Ode Ein Sheilus, Lo Yom Arach Baruch Shama Ashrei Yishtabach. Yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah. They shouldn't have told that to the children, because everybody comes in late, and they just abridge the Pesukah Dezimra. Then Kar Heschilu Atzibah Yetzirar, Ein Sheilus Lama Pesukah Dezimra, Afilu Bedila Yikim Kriyashma, Obichasem, Atzibah Yispala Mamachaka, Fikr, Kol Pesukah Dezimra, Veloi Baruch Yishalachanei, Veloi Shalachanei. You should recite the Pesukah Dezimra without Baruch Shama Yishtabach. Why? So that's a compromise. That's a Tshuvas HaRamban. That's a compromise between Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yoni. Tosfos, the Ramban explained it in the Shuva. The Tosfos' opinion is that Pesukah Dezimra only makes sense to be recited in advance of the Shemone Esrei, because the Gemara says, "Liolam Yisad Radam Shvacha Shalom Kodesh Bracha V'Achar Kach Yispalo." So Yisad Radam Shvacha refers to the Gimel Brachas Rishonis in the Shemone Esrei. That Shevach and the last three Brachas is Hodoya, and the middle 13 Brachas is Bakasha. So the Mikra Din that refers to the first three brachas of the Shemone Esrei. And then we say also the Birchas Kriyas Shema, it's also Shevach. That's also a fulfillment of the requirement of Yisarah Mishrach HaShavakadosh Baruch Hu V'Achkach Yispala. Yispala is the Bakosha Tzorach in the middle 13 brachas of the Shemone Esrei. But also, Tosfos says, the Pesukah Dezimra is an enhancement of that Din. But if you read the Daven Shemone Esrei, you don't gain anything by reciting Pesukah Dezimra afterwards. That's Tosfos Shita. Ben Yonah disagrees and he says, no, it's Hallel. The Gemara refers to Pesukah Dezimra as Hallel. There's a Hallel of Nisim, that's Seis Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Hallel of Mitzvah, this is Hallel. This is Hallel of Teva. The Hallel of Pesukah Dezimra is Hallel of Teva. So just like Hallel is called Ayom, the Hatchila Hallel should be recited immediately after Shacharis on the day when which you say Hallel. If you didn't say, so the Mishnah says Hallel is called Ayom. You can say Hallel after Mincha. if it's still before the Shkia. So this halal is also halal all day long. So according to Rabbi Yaina, if he didn't say the Pesukah Zimmer before Daven, he said after the Daven with the Bracha before and after, with Baruch Shem and Yishtabach. So the Ramban says, because of the Machlekes, so we go to Chumrah in both directions. So we say the Pesukah, if he came into Shul, and they already started the Yotzerover Echosh, he Daven along with them, that's three Levit Zibur, Daven along with them. And then you say the Pesukah Zimmer after Davening without a Bracha. You say the Pesukah Zimmer because Rabbi Yonah says you have to say all day long. You read about the Bracha because Tosfos holds that it doesn't make any sense to say Pesukah Zimmer after. Yeah. This din in Shulchan Aruch, this is also Rabbi Yonah. This is the last three lines that we learn. For his Chilu Atziba Yotzerah and Sheislam of Pesukah Zimmer, then you start along Yotzerah with the Chazim. So that's what Rabbi Yonah says that. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mishkan as Yankiv, who says that that's the Rabbi Yonah Lishita So. He holds that you're not going to lose anything. He says that Tefillah B'Tzibah doesn't begin just when you say Shmona Esrei, when you say Tefillah B'Lachash, 10 people together. Tefillah B'Tzibah begins from Baruch Hu. So if you walk into Shul, up to Baruch Hu, so you say Baruch Hu with them. And even if it's Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos and you're going to say Kel Adam with a long dig and it's going to take 15 minutes also. If you'll start Baruch Shama, you'll have enough time to say the whole Pesukah D'Zimra, the Shabbos Dika Pesukah D'Zimra, and you'll catch up with the Tzibur. You'll be up to Shmoneh Esrei, and they'll be up to Shmoneh Esrei. You shouldn't do that. Rabbi Yonah says that Tefillah B'Tzibur really starts from Baruch Hu. So if the Chazan started Baruch Hu, you start with them Baruch Hu, and you say to Shmoneh Esrei. So this Rabbi Yonah, that's what she does, like, he holds you're not going to lose anything, because he'll be able to say the Pesukah D'Zimra after davening with a bracha. So the Mishkan and Yankin says, but we don't pass on like that. We pass on like the Ramban's compromise. That you just say Pesukah D'Zimra without the brachas. Below brachas shalachem, below shalachem. So then the Mishkan and Yankin says, you shouldn't follow this din in Shulchan Aruch either. You shouldn't follow the Rabbein. You shouldn't follow the Shulchan Aruch, he says. It's only the Rabbein Yoyna Lishitasa says like that, that you're not going to lose out. You won't lose the brachas. But since we pass on, you will lose the brachas, so you shouldn't start Yetzirah. You should have taught Baruch Shama. Rav Soloveitchik didn't assume so. He assumed the din in the Shulchan Aruch is still binding. He didn't follow this Mishkan as Yankov. He assumed that even on Shabbos, and the Chazan was going to sing Kelot for 15 minutes. If they're up to Baruch Hu, you say Baruch Hu with the Tzibur, and that's the feel of the Tzibur. And then you'll say Pesukah D'Zimra right without the Baruch.
Of course, you couldn't start ahead either. And you can't start Baruch Krishma ahead of the Tzibur.
Yeah, you'll be missing Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur begins from Baruch.
If they're going fast, you won't be able to start. If you start Baruch, you can't catch one Esrei. You shouldn't start ahead of it.
That's a question. The Ika Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Shmoneh Esrei together. Chacham Avadya writes in his Svarim, in his Tshuvas like that. When he used to daven when he was younger and they didn't wait for him for the Shmoneh Esrei. So he used to daven in advance, and he says, start Shmoneh Esrei before the Tzibur, when the Tzibur is the middle of Kriya Shma, so he would finish the Tefillah B'Lachash before the Chazan would start the Chazaras Hashem. So that's what I do when I daven in Broyas. Ken Damasov is, I daven in advance in order. So one of the boys, Javahari, thought that that's only a Shasav Kak or something. They sent a letter to one of Rav Avadya's sons to ask him. His father really said like that. That's really what he did. So they sent back, yeah, I remember I was sitting next to my father, did it every day. My father, that's what he writes in his Zayda. He quotes some Sfarda Shachron and says like that. That's what my father used to do. I do it not because Chacham Avadya, I do it. My father, when he died by the Malavatim, in Barapak, used to daven so fast. He used to start before them. So that he finished Tefillah B'Lachash before the Chazan was about to start the Chazaras Hashanah. Otherwise, he's going to miss Chazaras Hashanah.
And that's really the Ikar. That's the most important thing.
The Ikar Tefillah B'Tzibur is Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. But if you're going to start Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, then you're going to miss Kedusha, then you're going to miss the whole Chazaras Hashanah.
That's more important to make Kedusha with them than the start Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah, that's what Chacham Avadya quotes these posts and stuff like that.
It comes up later, but if someone gets to the end of Shmoneh Esrei and they're in, they finished all of the actual brachos and they're in Halakha Mitzorah, they say the Yilat Zonim, they're going to be with Halakha Shem Tzibur Ali, and then they can respond to Kedusha.
Right.
But if
Some Rishonim, I think the Bahag holds, if you're a Lakai Nitzor, you only say Yesh Mei Rabba. You don't need Tzibidusha. So we don't follow the Bahag. There was one opinion in the Gemara that you say Omen Yesh Mei Rabba even in Tefillah Balachash. So we don't pass like that. But you see from that opinion that Yesh Mei Rabba is more important than all the other Aniyas. So the Bahag is of the opinion that we don't pass on like that opinion anymore. You're not allowed to say Omen Yesh Mei Rabba in the middle of the text of the Shemana Esra. Once you finish, you the rats on Emre Tfi, the Kadim Tzav Shon Emre Rav, that's Tachnun and Machat Tfi Lasa, then you're allowed to answer, are you Heish Mei Rabba? That's all. And we follow that opinion. We say you're allowed to answer Kedusha also. But only the Iker parts of Kedusha, Kadosh and Baruch, Yimloch is just the Hesofa, so you don't say Yimloch. If one is in the middle of Psukka de Zimra, and then the Chazan is up to Kedusha already, then you say Kadosh and Baruch, and you say Yimloch also. Because Psukka de Zimra is full of Psukim like Yimloch. He said another pasuk from Sukkah de Zimra, like we had yesterday. If I finish Baruch Shama, and the Chazan, and I didn't start Hodu yet, and the Chazan says I'll start the Baruch at the end of Baruch Shama, I say Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Kasha, isn't that Amen a hefsek between my Baruch Shama and Hodu Lashem and the Sukkah de Zimra? So he says, no, Amen is another Shabbat. I'm saying Amen to the Chazan's Baruch of Melech Mololob Atish Bachos. Amen is another Shevach, so he added another Shevach in the middle of Psukkah de Zimra, another Zimra. The same thing if you're entering Kedush in the middle of Psukkah de Zimra, you say Yimlach also, Yimlach is another Shevach. That's not a problem.
If you're entering Kedush in the middle of Elokai Mitzor, what about on Shabbos with the expanded Kedusha?
I don't think so. You just say the Pasuk Kadosh and Baruch. You don't say the Piyutim. That's all Piyutim. You don't say that.
And what about if you're already in the part of Elokai Mitzor, what if you're already adding your own personal tefillos, and you're already then...
Same thing. Elokai Mitzor is also personal. That's not, you know, Piyutim. The Gemara says, Gemara comments on the Mishnah. Hoise tefillos hakeva in tefillos hatachanunim. You shouldn't daven tefillos hakeva. So what does it mean? So the Gemara has two interpretations. That's a Mishnah in Brachas. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos also. So the Gemara has two pshatim on the Mishnahs. One pshat is that you always daven at the 7 o'clock minyans in the morning. So that's not right. You should daven vasikin every day. So it's never going to be the same time. Every day the sun rises at a different time. So vasikin is different. So that's one pshat. Also tefillos hakeva, tefillos hatachanunim. You should try to daven vasikin every day. The other pshat in the Gemara is. Also, tefillos hakeva, just say the text of the Shemana Esrei as it appears in the Siddur. That's not right. Every day you should add on tachnunim, whatever is necessary that day. You have a final, you have a date, you have a job interview. You have to give a shiur. So I have to add a tefillah. The shiur should work out well. I should know what I'm talking about when I use the shiur. So every day you should add on. So the Gemara quotes different tefillahs at different tanoim and amaroim added on at the end of the Shemana Esrei. So the kind of Tzadish Meinah is one of the tefillos that was added on. But it's the same as my adding on whatever, my tachnunim.
If someone's in some of those tachnunim during a kind of sword, then would that be a chisaron in Chazaras HaShatz? According to...
I mean, it's not going to hit the Chazaras HaShatz.
Right.
So it shouldn't do that.
You
can add this tachnunim after tefillos, right? You can add it in Tachnun, let him say, in Tachnun. The Gemara tells the story that in Tainus, I think, Gemara in Tainus, that one Rebbe gave shir, and he had one student who always used to bombard him with murderous kashas. So one day, when the Rebbe was saying Tachnun, the Talmud overheard the way the Rebbe was praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save him from the humiliation. He always used to be embarrassed that the Talmud used to ask the Kasha, and he didn't always know the answers. So from that time on, the Talmud realized he shouldn't embarrass the Rebbe, he should ask the questions privately. He shouldn't ask the questions in front of everybody. But you see from the Gemara that Tachnun and Machat Tfilosa is either when you're standing Shemana Esrei, like a Lakai to Tzodesh Shemra, you're there, or you can add in Tachnun. Tachnun is Tachnun and Machat Tfilosa. So you can add Tchinas in the middle of Tachnun. If you're afraid you're going to miss Chazor HaShashat, so you add later.
Oh, where's that Gemara?
That story, that's in the first parak in Titus.
If you start, you're not going to make Kedusha. Should you say Kedusha with the person that starts from Esrei afterwards?
I think so. Yeah, unless you're going to miss the Shkia. You've got to miss the Shkia. It's not right to daven Mincha after the Shkia.
yesterday someone died here from Dumbrook, so they had a funeral. So I went, he was a very nice fellow. I went to the funeral, so his son said, so he said, his father was always in the Dakhtik and Mitzvahs, he was a Gabbai in Dumbrook, and then he was, until he took so sick, he had to go to a home, a nursing home. He was away for a couple of years and then. So he said, his father was always in the Dakhtik, and whenever he learned the din, he used to observe the din. So Dabrav is deep, but he dab minchi after the shkia. So he learned the Mishkan Bura. Mishkan Bura says that it's better to dab mechidus than to dab mincha b'tzibur after the shkia. So he stopped dabbing. So he used to dab mincha b'yechidus. He wouldn't dab it in the shtibur, but he would dab it in the whole day. Then he says, then the son is saying the hesped. And then Uncle Shia met my father. I don't know who Uncle Shia is. And Uncle Shia told him that the Mishkan Bura is a das yachid, and we don't pass him like that. That really it's better to daven b'tzibur after the shkia than daven b'chidus. So once Uncle Shia said, Mishnah Berurah is a shita sayachid, so his father went back to daven in the shul with the tzibur after the shkia. I wasn't aware that it was a shita sayachid. Whoever is Uncle Shia is some Achzidusha guy. So we always daven mincha after the shkia. When Rabbi Soloveitchik was in Berlin going to the university, the same time as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so he write about Rabbi Soloveitchik, they don't write about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they write every sneeze of his life. So they write, where did he daven? Which minion did he daven when he lived in Berlin? So someone made up a name, he davened Kala Dasi Shurin. So some guy in Brooklyn did research, said there was no Kala Dasi Shurin. That's not. Then another guy made up a different name of the shul. So this guy researched it. He said that was a reformed temple. The Babaji Rebbe didn't have a reformed temple. So they did the research. They both davened in the Dumbrava Shtiebel. This Dumbrava Rebbe who came here made the Shtiebel. He passed away a long time ago. So his son was telling me, his son that he wants to write. He doesn't live in the neighborhood anymore. So he said his father had a Shtiebel in Berlin. He says both rabbis are the Rebbe. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to daven in the Dumbrava Shtiebel. And Rabbi Soloveitchik on Shabbos afternoon was always nervous because he used to daven in the Dumbrava Shtiebel. So his father, the Dumbrava Rebbe, used to tell Rabbi Soloveitchik, don't worry so much, you're not going to go to Gehenna for davening in the Dumbrava Shtiebel. We're all going to go to Gehenna. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was always upset, why the davening in the Dumbrava Shtiebel? That's in the Komakom, Weimar. Yes, the guy comes into shul to Yishtabas. The guy comes into Yishtabas. So he starts barking with the tzibur. So what's going to be with everything from before? So he says, after you finish davening, you got to say all the birchas hashachar. So that's the question. You can say taku all the birchas hashachar. What does it say in Tess? Birchas HaTorah, yeah. Birchas HaTorah may be covered with our rabbi. Okay, so a different opinion. Then he says, I'm Pichodosh, and the Mishnah Berurah test. I'm Pichodosh Kosov. L'kai Nesham ala Yomer Acha, Tfilah Shkaya to be Birchas Mechai HaMesim. Sorry. I'm Pichodosh Kosov. Dibri HaRamo La Mashma Kena. Ramo sounds like he say, all the brokers. Not like the Pichodosh, but you should leave out. L'kai Nesham Shana Sat to be Tohiri. Chim Seifim Arim Matcha Kolka, Vayim Shari Tshuva. Okay. What's in a nun gimel? Me should write Larry Lifnetter. Who's right to be a shliach tzibur? I'm a shliach tzibur. Ish tapach meuma. Fine. That's where the tefillah b'tzibur begins, with the kaddish before Baruchu. That's the beginning of tefillah b'tzibur. Sometimes they have two people have yards, two people are available, so they split up, let's say three people. So one person says part of the davening, another person says part of the davening. So the Ramo has like that one person should say till after Kaddish, after Shmona Esrei, then another person takes over after Ashrei Avolatzion, says the Kaddish after Avolatzion. But they have one person serve as the Shliach Tzibur up until Baruch Shama. Or up until you stop. That's a joke. That's not a Shliach Tzibur. That's an MC. The Shliach Tzibur begins with the Kaddish before Baruch Hu. Whatever you say before, you're not a Shliach Tzibur. That's what he says. I'm a Shliach Tzibur Yishtabach Meuma. That's the beginning, not the Yishtabach. The Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, after Yishtabach is the beginning of the Tzibur. And I'm a Yishtabach, and I'm a Baruch Sha'omer. Let's say a guy comes in late to shul. And the tzibur is up to yishtabach. So he didn't say yishtabach. Yishtabach is the bracha shalachreha. Now the psukah is him. If he didn't say brach shama and psukah is him, he shouldn't say yishtabach. Anyway, baruch ala, sometimes the chazan comes in late. Sometimes the chazan comes in late to shul and he starts with shochinah. But shochinah, shochinah is the middle of a sentence. You have to say it from the beginning of nishmas. You can't say nishmas unless he said baruch shama and ashrei. Then you can say, then you can start nishmas. You can't start with shochinah. Yeah. Years ago, they used to have chazan and they ate on Yom Kippur. And then they used to be the Baal Tefillah on Yom Kippur. It was a joke. Chazan and then that. Yeah, what's in the gimel? Siv gimel. Ein levarach alatif as tzitzis. Ein psukah dezimra li yishtabach ela ben yishtabach li yosiru. Yeah. Yishtabach is the bracha shalachreya with the psukah dezimra. So you shouldn't be mapsig then. If you get a talis then, you should put on the talis after yishtabach. You're not supposed to be mapsig unnecessarily in between yishtabach and baruch hu. But this, you're supposed to wear a talis, so you should say the bracha then. That's not considered hepsik unnecessary. So when does he say the bracha? He'll say the bracha later. The chazan shouldn't put on the talis after yishtabach. He's going to keep the tzibur waiting because he said the end of yishtabach out loud. So he should put on the talis before yishtabach. So when does he say the bracha? I don't think he says it then. What's ches? Ches, ches. If they brought the chazan a talis before, they let him say the bracha on the talis in the middle of the psukah dezimra. Okay. He added another bracha in the middle of psukah dezimra. So it's another shevach. Okay. Okay, then they have to wait. What is this? Yamtin ashletziba. You have to make sure that you have a minion when he says yishtabach, so be able to say the Kaddish after. Yamtin ashletziba, kadesh yeh yuchal. A lot of shows they don't do like that. A lot of shows they have 9 people. So they finish yishtabach, then they wait. 10th person comes in, they say Kaddish. So that's not right. He says you should wait with yishtabach, that's enough to wait with yishtabach. You have to say a few psukim also. What does he say in test? Kadesh yeh yuchal ahasmach loy, ahakach ha-kaddish miyad. Aval ha-yachid yoymer yishtabach miyad. The yechidim in the shul, those who are not the chazan, should say yishtabach when they finish the psukah dezimra. Chem yishtabes, hem gomer psukah dezimra, kodim ashrei hatzibur, yoymer yishtabach miyad. You should say right away, yeah. That's good enough. You just wait for the minyan to say yishtabach. That's what it says in Shulchan. You have to say psukim. You have to say the psukim when you have a minyan. That's what it sounds like. Shlech tzibur tzoch shiyah hagun. He should be the proper candidate. He's a hogun. She a reikam me'averis. Doesn't exist. You have to have a chazan who doesn't see. Like the meat. Reikam me'averis. Okay. Shelo yetzi olav shem ra'afi lebi aldus. I've never had a bad reputation. You shouldn't use a bal tshuva. If you have an alternative. You shouldn't use a bal tshuva. You should be a person who was always known to be righteous and pious. She yeah, honor. You should be humble. Yeah. Umarutza la'am. That's the main thing. Umarutza. Umarutza la'am. Can't have a guy daven if he's not merutzel at kohol. If he's a bal machloikis, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Yitzayin bal machloikis. Rabbi Schwab over here from Moshul, he used to say, if the chazan davens too fast or too slow, he's not merutzel at kohol. He has to daven the same speed. If the daven's too fast, too slow, a different havara, let's say he has a Hungarian havara, he has a Sephardi havara, he throws everybody off. He's not Merutzel Makol, so he's not allowed to daven for Anam, even if he has the Yotzer. He's not allowed to daven for Anam, unless it's Merutzel Makol. Yesh lo ni'ima v'kol, or has to have a sweet voice, Rogel Likras, turn of Imaksim. We have a Rogel Likras that by Ashkenaz, and we never have that. The Sephardim always have like that, the Rogel Likras. When he says the psukim, they should roll off of his mouth the right way.
Is a nice voice feeling so important, and during the week we don't really say anything.
Yeah, that's the last of the requirements. The others are more important. I think so. They should be righteous and pious and humble, that's more important. And the sweet voice, the pleasant voice, that's less important. Okay, I better go to the high school. I got to learn with that. Okay, we're up to see. Okay.